Our guest again, Mika King, new project, Count It All Joy. When will it be in stores, Mika?
Well, we are hoping that it's going to be in stores sometime within this first quarter of 2007.
Okay.
But right now, it's available at my website, which is MikaKing.com, M-E-K-A-K-I-N-G.com. And I just encourage everybody to go and visit the website. And we are actually right now in the planning stages of having me to go out and minister at churches and, you know, just for conventions and different ministries. So if you're interested in booking us and having us come out to your church and your ministry, there's also booking information available on the website as well.
So, Mika, when you're talking about ministering, are you interested in ministering with a younger crowd, or what type of crowd are you interested in ministering to?
I really do have a heart for young people, particularly young women, because I know that, you know, in this day and age, they are so inundated with images and so many things that are not of God. And it was my goal in doing this project as well to present something different, to be an example and to show something different and to let young women know, you know, that it is possible to live holy. It is possible to walk upright and be a godly and virtuous woman, as the Word calls us to do. So I really do have a burden for young people, like I said, particularly young women. But I think that there's something in this project for everyone. You know, I've got my mom who absolutely loves it, you know, her generation that loves it, people even a little bit older than her that love it as well. So I'm really just open for whoever God is calling me to speak to, whoever he's telling me to reach, because I know that there's so many people out there that need to know that they can count it all joy. There's so many people that need to know that where you are right now, no matter what your circumstance or your situation is, no matter how old you are, where you are right now is not where you will always be. God has great plans for your life, and he's always constantly taking us from level to level, from face to face, from glory to glory. And that means that your best is still yet to come. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be in your 70s and your 80s, but your best days are still ahead of you. Because God loves you more than anything, and he has such a great plan for you, even here on this earth.
Mika, you are, to be a young lady, you are so wise, Mika. Mika, you sound like you're about 40 or 50 years old.
Wow. Well, let's just set that record straight. I am not.
I mean, you have that wisdom. You know. I mean, I know you're in your 20s, right? You know.
Whoa, well, praise God. I actually am not in my 20s.
What? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes, I always get that question, so I might as well go ahead and answer it as much as I hate it.
I heard that.
I'm 31.
Okay. Great age. But, I mean, you are expounding so much wisdom. You know, because what I was going to say, I like that in young people, you know, and I like the way that you're expressing yourself. You mentioned failed relationships, okay? Mm-hmm. How would you tell a sister girl to deal with a thug?
A thug?
Yeah.
Well, I was not ready for that. I was not ready for that.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real because, you know, women, you know, they say, I don't want no gentleman. I want a thug. So I'm like, okay.
I would just say this, about relationships in general, that, you know, we have to be very careful, you know, about who we allow in our lives. And I think some of my mistakes as a young woman was allowing people into my life that were not God's best for me. And so you really have to be in a place where you can hear from God regarding the people, you know, be it friends or, you know, other relationships. You have to be very careful about that because you have to guard your heart and you have to make sure that, you are in the will of God, no matter what it is. So I would say it's very important to be in prayer about that and to make sure, you know, we use the term from the word being equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people may not have a full understanding of what that means, but it just means somebody that's on your level, somebody that's going to propel you to your destiny and not, you know, drag you down. You don't want a weight in your life. You want somebody that's going to make you a better person. You want somebody that's going to encourage you to be the best woman that you can be. And if they're not doing that, then you need to reevaluate. You need to find out some things. You need to seek God about it, you know, definitely, because divorce is so high in our country right now. And I think it's because a lot of people, first of all, do not put God first in their relationships. But even beyond that, we've chosen wrong people because we have not been seeking God about that. So, you know, just for myself, I know that I want God's best for me. So that's what I'm praying for in my life, God's best for me.
The song Bright Sunshiny Day, tell us about that.
That song is actually really funny because I wrote that song several years, actually, before we recorded the project.
Okay.
And one of my producers, David Garcia, I met him through the other producer who was like, you've got to meet this guy. He's really young. He's got, you know, he's doing great things right now. You've got to meet him. So we met and got together to listen to some of David's tracks. And lo and behold, he starts to play this track that is completely verse, chorus, bridge, everything fitting for Bright Sunshiny Day. So I start to sing it along, and I'm just, like, in shock. Like, how many times does that happen? I am absolutely in shock that, you know, I'm sitting here, and this guy has this track complete to the song that I wrote 2 years before. And at that point, I just knew it was God. But that song actually came, I get songs in kind of weird ways sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How I Love You on the project, I wrote that in Walmart.
Did you? I was going to ask you about How I Love You.
Bright Sunshiny Day, I was actually working out and getting ready to go to a movie.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of started thinking about that song, you know, from back in the day. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Thought about that. Mm-hmm. And then out of that started kind of humming Bright Sunshiny Day, and that's where that came from.
Wow. Wow. And finally, tell us about your Walmart experience.
It was really, really, really interesting because, you know, I've heard people say before, you know, praise God wherever you go, in the grocery store and, you know, in your car and all that. And, you know, I've had the car experience before, but I never quite had the grocery store experience, and I thought that that would be kind of strange.
Hey.
But I was walking through Walmart, and I really, really just kind of went into a place where I felt the presence of God, and I was just so grateful, and I started thanking him, and, you know, I just got to the point where there was nothing left for me to say. You know, I couldn't even find any more words to tell him how much I loved him because it just was overwhelming, and I was like, I wish that there was some other word or something I could do or something that I could use that would really accurately tell you how I feel about you. And, you know, as I'm feeling this and thinking this, I get this melody, and the next thing I know, I'm singing How I Love You. And by the time I got to checkout, I'm, like, singing it into my phone.
Oh, wow.
And people are looking at me like, what are you doing? But I am fully, like, having a recording session in the checkout line of Walmart.
Unbelievable. Wow. Well, Mika, I could talk to you all day long, but we're going to have to wrap things up because it's been very interesting, inspiring, and, you know, I've been educated also. But the project, Count It All Joy, and if folks want to know more, they can go to your website. And once again, your website is what?
MikaKing.com.
Okay, MikaKing.com. Mika, it's been a pleasure, and we wish...
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We wish nothing but blessings on Count It All Joy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our guest, Mika King, on Star 94.1.